just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour here on this absolutely terrific sunny blue skies, sunshine, terrific Tuesday, April 7th, 2026 edition. I'm going to continue on this story because one of the Democrats running for Secretary of State is very upset that Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist told her back in December he was not interested in running for Secretary of State and was going to run for governor. Former State Lottery Commissioner Susanna Schreckrelli, she resigned after talking with Gilchrist and filed her papers to run for the seat. Well, Garland Gilchrist was very bad at raising money for his governor's race. All the unions, all the big donors, Democrats, were donating to Jocelyn Benson. She will be the Democrats' candidate for governor. Well, Garland Gilchrist got into this race. He, too, started getting all the union support and big donors donating to his campaign. So what we have is the lieutenant governor running for Secretary of State, the Secretary of State running for governor in the Democrat Party. So it's very, very interesting race coming up here on Sunday, April 19th, the Democrats endorsement convention. It's going to be a floor fight. Schreckrelli, again, serving October 2011 through 2018, working in the Macomb County Prosecutor's Office, which is just down the hall from Anthony Ferlini's clerk and registered of deeds office. Because of her experience in Macomb, Schreckrelli says she's uniquely situated to beat Ferlini on his home turf. However, for Republicans, one of their benefits from having Ferlini as their Secretary of State candidate gives access to countywide name recognition in Macomb. Anthony Ferlini, being the current clerk of Macomb County, will be overseeing his own election for Secretary of State in Macomb. Not that any funny business is going to go on, but he's got name recognition is the point. Also, Macomb County has gone red whenever President Donald Trump is on the ballot, which pushes turnout among voters who otherwise aren't active. Well, it's very probable that Donald Trump will endorse both Anthony Ferlini and Doug Lloyd, the AG candidate. Now, Macomb County is interesting because when Donald Trump's name is not on the ballot, for example, back in 2022, the midterm election, Governor Gretchen Whitmer won Macomb County with 51.8% of the vote. Benson did even better in Macomb County. She got 54.6. When they were first elected in 2018 in Macomb County, Whitmer won 50.4, just a hair over 50%. Benson won 51.2. Well, Susanna Schreckrelli has got some interesting ethnicity communities that she's going to bring to the table. We'll talk about that after the break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Continuing on with a very interesting dynamic that is happening on the Democrat side for their upcoming endorsement convention on Sunday, April 19th. Secretary of State's race. Susanna Shkreli is the first generation Albanian American. Back in December 8th, when she resigned being the Michigan State Lottery Commissioner and announced her run for Secretary of State, the Albanian community of Michigan absolutely fled to her support. That community, Albanians of Michigan, well, it's home to the second largest Albanian American community in the country, with more than 160,000 members of that organization. Notably, many of them are located in Macomb County. Shelby Township, that's where my mom and I was raised in my mom's home in Shelby Township. Just south of Shelby is Sterling Heights. And due east of Shelby Township is Macomb and Clinton Townships. This is the heart of Macomb County and the most populated areas. However, the voting population tends to be more conservative. But if Shkreli becomes the Democratic nominee for Secretary of State, she could possibly take the Republican Macomb County voter bloc away from Forlini in his home county. Shkreli said, "My parents fled authoritarianism in the Balkans in search of a better life. And I grew up tough. Playing hockey, I was the only girl on the all-boys team. But I also grew up working in my family's diner, making sure that people weren't waiting too long, getting them what they needed, what they wanted, serving them with a smile. These are all the tenets of how I was raised." Well, when she announced her candidacy for Secretary of State in the month of December, Shkreli raised $302,497 in 1 month for her Secretary of State bid. Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram, a far-left loon communist socialist when she was a state rep serving with Dave Agema, raised $103,106 from October 21st through the end of December. Basically, one-third of what Shkreli did in 1 month. Garland Gilchrist, Lieutenant Governor, while still running for governor, raised only $175,953 from the same time period. October 21st through the end of December, end of 2025. Entering this year, he had $262,764 left over in his account after spending, listen to this, $1.04 million on his now dissolved gubernatorial run. What the heck did he spend that money on? He didn't have any ads, nothing on TV, nothing on radio. What the heck did he spend $1 million on? If I was one of his donors, I'd want to know. Well, additionally, Michigan House Speaker Matt Hall is getting into the mix. Gilchrist's bid for Secretary of State is going to be absolutely targeted early on by the Republicans. On social media, Michigan House Speaker Matt Hall said that Gilchrist would be the easiest opponent for Republicans to beat in November's Secretary of State race, mentioning the time that Gilchrist, back in 2017, before Gretchen Whitmer chose him to be her lieutenant governor, he lost the incumbent race against Detroit City Clerk Janice Winfrey in Detroit, where he lives. Janice Winfrey beat him. Well, at the time, Gilchrist demanded a recount, claiming that there was a tide shift, along with reporting irregularities from some absentee voters in the city, and he wanted a deeper look. Even though Gilchrist has lost numerous other elections, maintains only a 4% attendance record in the legislature, and has stated he has no interest in being the Secretary of State, Matt Hall, the Republican Speaker, says, "I therefore endorse him for Democrat nomination for Secretary of State." Matt continues saying, "After all, he has accurately claimed there is widespread voter fraud in Detroit and has been very supportive of Governor Whitmer's cooperative approach with President Trump." Well, at the end of 2025, before even getting the nomination endorsement, Berlini had already raised $118,781. Well, finishing the story off, Susanna Schiaccarelli said, "I'm going to lean into my connections and my support within the Tri-County area of Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties. I think that my message resonates with people. I am not the establishment pick. I am not going to be coronated. I am a hardworking daughter of Albanian immigrants who fled authoritarianism, who wants to be Secretary of State. I want to protect our Constitution. I want to protect our voice. And I want to protect our vote." End quote, said Schiaccarelli. This is going to be interesting. I cannot wait to read the news stories Sunday night, April 19th, and then be able to talk about it on Monday, April 20th. This is going to be a fight at the Democrats' endorsement convention down at Huntington Place. Very, very, very interesting. Got another, let's see, can I get this one in? Yeah, I can get this one in. Caught my eye. The Michigan Association of Airport Executives is opposing a federal bill that's been endorsed by President Donald Trump. The proposed Credit Card Competition Act aims to increase competition in the United States credit card market. But critics argue that the rewards, for example, air travel rewards, could possibly be cut in half by the policy change. According to the U.S. Tourism Economy Alliance, U.S. Tourism Economy Alliance, credit card reward programs assisted in bringing in 215,000 668 domestic travelers to Michigan. Additionally, the alliance linked the rewards to generating $328.7 million in economic activity, as well as supporting 2,735 jobs throughout the state of Michigan. Most of the Michigan airports have Delta coming in and out of it. That's who we have. And so if you see a reduction in travel miles, in the rewards from credit card usage, anything like that will in its overall cause reduction in members flying into our state. James Canders, president of the Michigan Association of Airport Executives, as well as the airport director at Michigan's Bishop International Airport in Freeland. No, I'm sorry. That's in Flint. It could be MBS International in Freeland or Bishop International Airport in Flint. The story, it's contradicting using the call letters for the airport. Well, regardless, Sanders went on to say that if there's a reduction in credit card affiliated travel miles or rewards, it'll be an overall reduction in service that will hurt all of our bottom lines. We need people coming to Michigan. I've seen data where we have seen 80% of Americans now using their reward points for airline miles. I know when I shop for credit cards, I look at the rewards they offer. If it's not good enough rewards, I don't get the card. Sanders, speaking on March 30th episode of the Monday podcast, along with Nick Simpson, the Washington, D.C.-based Public Affairs Manager's Director of Electronic Payments Coalition. Story goes on quickly to say, last Credit Card Competition Act proposal was introduced in January by Illinois Democrat U.S. Senator Dick Durbin and bipartisan support by Kansas Republican U.S. Senator Roger Marshalls. Roger Marshall believes that by reducing Visa and MasterCard's 85% dominance over the market, the average American family could see a reduction of nearly $1,200 per year that they spend on swiping fees. Banks overseeing more than $100 billion in assets to enable two unaffiliated card networks only because they do not include the Visa or MasterCard logos. Evaluating these reforms for nearly 2 years ago, Texas A&M University projected that Credit Card Competition Act would create all kinds of reductions in fees, services, and benefits. Pretty interesting. Because Donald Trump definitely wants to reduce interest rates on credit cards. Income. Also, credit scores and other determining factors have been used by credit card companies for years. We need competition and we need reductions in the interest rates they charge. If we have to do it, President Trump says, we will get this done for the people. One of the main things they're looking for is additional credit card networks. It will increase competition. However, the current credit card companies claim that it will hurt their industry. Well, of course it will. You're going to get a reduction in your interest rates. You won't be able to gouge people anymore. And, yeah, there'll be competition. Very, very interesting. We'll keep an eye on this Credit Card Competition Act endorsed by President Trump. Bipartisan support in the U.S. Senate. Final half hour today's show. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. The Antrim County Sheriff's Office says that the two people found dead in an Elk Rapids Township home last week died in an apparent murder-suicide. Investigators concluded that the man shot and killed the woman that he was in a relationship with before turning the firearm on himself. Police reached the conclusion after autopsies were performed and discovered that both individuals died from gunshot wounds inflicted by what appears to be the same .38 caliber pistol. A local state of emergency has been declared for the city of Everett and Sylvan Township due to ongoing flooding and rising river levels on the Muskegon River. Officials issued the declaration as high water has made several areas inaccessible and threatens crucial city infrastructure. The river levels are forecasted to rise an additional 4 to 6 inches today. The emergency declaration is made out of an abundance of